Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yotes Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are in the middle of Siman Shin Yud Gimel. We left off yesterday with the last words of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis with Sif Hey. The Mechaber writes, Shida, Teva, Umigdal. These are very common expressions for different types of boxes or chests or closets. We find them throughout the Gemara. They're lumped together for various different halachos. And here we're going to be discussing about whether you can close the doors to these closets or cabinets over here on Shabbos. Is it a problem of binyan, mechse, kibona, or is it permissible? So you have this shida, teva, migdal. I'll just call them closets for ease of saying the shir. Shepischeyen minatzad. The doors to them are on the side. The opening to them to open up, to put something inside, take something out, is on the side as opposed to on the top. So pischeyen minatzad. Now, you want to close this on Shabbos. V'yesh lohem shnei tzirim. And they have two hinges over here, two pivots. Echod lamala, one towards the top. V'echod lamata, and one towards the bottom. So, can you close this on Shabbos? If they're fully attached over here, then it's obviously not a problem. However, im yotzo hatachton kulo mimakomo, if the bottom hinge totally came out, then also lach zero, you're not allowed to go and return it on Shabbos. Shema yiska, because we're concerned that you're going to attach it very well, you're going to put it back in tightly in place, and that would be like it was binyan. However, avolim yotzo miktsasov, if only a little bit of the bottom hinge came out, dohako, you're allowed to push it back, actually lach zero lemakomo, until it's back in its place, and that's not a problem. Since the upper hinge, which is the more important hinge, and showing that that is a door and not a building that you're making over here, since over here the upper hinge is still attached, we're not concerned. Relatively easily, you're able to return the bottom hinge to its proper place. However, the other way around, if the upper hinge is out, then you can't even just push it back, because that would already be merseh kibinyan. That would be too much over here, like it looks like you're restoring this kli, you're rebuilding this kli over here. Now, let's see inside, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Lamed Zayin, to better understand this beautiful sif. The Mechaber writes, you have over here the hinges, the pivots over here, have little holes in the bottom and in the top that they go into. The pivot, the hinge over here, goes into the bottom hole. And likewise on the top, there's a hole that the pivot goes into on the top, so the door can swing open and swing closed. And the upper hinge goes into that hole over here. That's the type of door that we're talking about. So if the bottom hinge comes out, but not totally, then you can put it back in. But if the top hinge comes out, so then you're not allowed to put it back in. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Ches. We're concerned that if it comes out totally, that you may come to put it back in with some significant effort. Bechozik, you're going to, with strength, have to put it back in using besichin or besedos, using some sort of a knife, some sort of a tool, some sort of a peg over here, in order to make sure that it stays in its proper place. And in this situation, you're over makir bepatish, you're finishing off a item, you're making the kli, and therefore this iser of makir bepatish is not allowed. Therefore, and this would be the same halacha, even if the pivot over here was in the middle of the closet. And you're not concerned so much over here that you're going to knock it in with some strength over here. Apparently, if it's in the middle, you don't need such strength to put it back in. Nevertheless, even here in the middle, it's still not allowed, because we make a gzera over here, the gazrinon, because we make a gzera over here, the middle, because of the bottom or the top. So you're not allowed to do it. V'afilu b'tzirim shalanu, and even our hinges, our doors today, shemi barzo, they're made out of steel, which the Tirshu foot number 18 brings down for the Magen Avraham. She b'tzirim mi barzo, hachur rochav, the hole that it's put into is wider. The efshal is koes at tzir chazuk yoser, and you can't go and tighten it more than it already is. Nevertheless, garzu shalo yachzirenu, the rabbi said you're not allowed to return this over here, because shema yimtza shatzir enu muchur b'ladelis v'yachbarenu b'mismarim, because you may find that it's still too loose for you, and you may come to attach it with some sort of a nail. So even with our tzirim that are made out of steel, out of barzel, also, you can't go put back the door of this vessel, of this cabinet over here, this closet. The Gazrinan, the rabbis made exerovir, shema yira, shatzir, eno takur yofeh. We're concerned that it may not be stuck in well, v'chaber also b'mismarim, and it's going to therefore come to make you go and attach it with some sort of a nail, some additional sort of an attachment, which would be awesome. Sivkat Lama test, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Abu Kishiyotze Elyon, but if the top hinge came out, then you can't restore it at all. Da'idei Zehu Nofel Legame, because without the top hinge being in place, the whole thing is going to collapse and fall. And therefore, Gamha Dechika also Kimo Chazora. And therefore, even pushing it back in is not allowed, just like you can't return it there, Lechatchila. Sif Vav, the Mechaber writes, Mita shel prokim. If you have a bed that's made out of different parts, the bed is made up of pieces that you put together to make the final bed. Also, lachzirul adoka. You're not allowed to go and restore it to its original shape if it's come out on Shabbos or it's not together on Shabbos. You can't put it together on Shabbos. And you can't go lahadoka and tighten all the different pieces into it. V'im toka. And if in fact somebody did this, chayv chatas. This is an issa d'arais over here. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem. We're talking here. Hainu shasuya prokim prokim bishvul bali umanos shiuchlu loseis itom aderach. People would want to carry this type of a bed with them that could be broken up to pieces, so it could be easily carried with them. It was a mobile bed, and this way, when the workers are going someplace and they have to stay overnight, they just undo the package of the bed and put it together in its component pieces, and boom, they have their bed. When they get to the place that they have to go, machzirim prokel, they take the individual pieces, which are easy to carry, and they put it back together, yachad u'moshivinosa, and now they therefore have a bed. That's why you have these beds made up of pieces. So it's forbidden to go and put this together on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Aleph explains, this is a gzeira. Because when you're putting it together, you may have to go, and it doesn't fit so well for whatever the reason. You may come to go and knock in additional pegs or nails over here, and the heavy gemar melacha, that would be finishing it off. That would be makir bepatish, v'chayim mishum makir bepatish. That would be concluding the melacha, which is not allowed. That's the first reason that the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Then he brings down V'yei Shomrim. This is brought down in Shaar Tzion, Oschel Chesed, Neymar Mogen Avraham. The Kivin shows V'bazeh Kli Gomur Chayiv Mishum Bone. No, this is not a problem of just Makim Apadish. This is a problem of Bone. You're building something over here. And he says V'ayin B'sim Shin Yudalit Sif Yudalit. And in the Vilna Gaon, V'hagra Shom over there. And we can see both of these in the issue footnotes number 19 and 20. The issue footnote number 19 brings down that the Shulchan Aruch says over there, Sheyesh Binyan Bekalim. This goes according to the opinion that there is a problem with Binyan, not only with structures, with houses, with Olim, but also with Kalim. And he writes down the Shulchan Aruch over there, Shtei Deos, there are two opinions. Number one, Deya Hasaveri Sheyesh Binyan Bekalim. According to the opinion, says there is Binyan and Stira Bekalim. And then there's the opinion that says, Ain Binyan Bekalim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says over there in Sivkot and Zayin, Sha'af l'fi ha'deyo she'ei binyan b'kelim, even according to the opinion, it says there normally is not a problem of binyan b'kelim. Over here, nevertheless, if you're markiv kli, if you're assembling a kli, chayiv mishum meleches, makiv b'patish. Then when you finish assembling it, that's a separate issue of makiv b'patish. That's what Shulchan Aruch says over there in Shin Yud Dalet. The Vilna Gaon says over there, can be seen in footnote number 20 in the Dershu footnotes, Shochiach, the Gra points out, Sheladas ha-sovrim sheyesh binyan b'kelim, according to the opinion, says there is a concept of binyan and kelim. Lo rak harkovas kli chadosh chashuv binyan. Not only putting together a new kli, that is considered binyan. Even harkova michudesha shel kli shesparek chashuv binyan. Even putting together a kli that previously had been assembled, but now it was disassembled, and now you're reassembling it, that's also called binyan mekalim. Im harkova hi mais uman. If this can only be done by a professional. The Vilna Gaon further states, "Sheikra kedasa sovrim she'im binyan stira b'kelim." But we, in fact, paskin, that's the halacha, that there is no concept of binyan and stira by kelim, and therefore the concern over here is make bepatish. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber continues, and he says, "V'im hi refuya." The Mechaber says, "If it's soft," and the Ramah inserted over here in between, what does it mean, refuya? He says, darko lios refuya. In other words, if it doesn't get assembled very, very tightly over here, in the Chafetz Chaim's Bir Halacha, he writes down in Dibra Maslu, darko lios refuya, v'hainu sheino makbid im yisno eya b'sol chachor. Then it's mutter. You're allowed to over here, if it normally fits loosely, and you're not concerned that it's fitting loosely, and it's moving about a little bit, the peg in the hole over here, then it's permissible. Because the ein ligzor, we only make a gzer over here, the rabbanon, ela b'derech shetzorch lios ma'amida b'dochach, where you have a concern that you're going to go and attach it very tightly, and then you may come to use nails or other things to attach it. But if it's made to be loose, then there's no such concern. That's the first opinion that he brings down over here, and this is the kolbo in the name of the rabbit. However, he brings down from the Sefer Mitzvot Gedolos, from the Smak, the Dafka Dovah Shetzor Gevura V'Umnes Oser, only something that requires strength and a professional to do this, only that is Oser. And all of this is brought down in the name of the Magen Avraham. So in any event, getting back to the Mechaber, he says that if it's normally put back together, this bed is normally put back together, and we're not concerned if it's not very tightly attached, so then Mutu Lechatchila, the Mechaber tells us that this is permissible, even Lechatchila, to do this over here. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Beis, Yeshuv ain't lachush klal shem yavolus koa. Because I'm not concerned that you're going to go tighten it in over here. You're going to add on to it additional nails or bolts over here to make it very tight. The Dirshu footnote number 21 brings down v'imderech adam shemechaber saprokim lechaber osam ba'ofen rafoi. And if the person normally would go and put this in softly, however, other people, the rest of the world, they would tighten it in very tightly. So then we learned in Simon Shin Ches, in the name of the Magen Avraham, shemuter lechaber ba'ofen rafoi. If you do it lightly, you can put it in lightly, even though everybody else puts it in very tight. And we don't concern ourselves that maybe you'll come to tighten it. Shari Rogil, who tamid lechaber ba'ofen rafoi, because he always puts it in very loosely. However, he brings down the Bir Halacha says not everybody agrees with this. The issue foot number 22 brings down, what about glasses? The handles of the glasses came off from the eyepiece part. So you have the part that goes behind the ear, that came loose from the frame of the glasses. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, we learned this previously, as well as Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita, they both bring down, you're not allowed to go return the handle, the sidebar of the glasses to the frame of the glasses, I feel it often roughly, even if it's loosely attached over here. For example, you put it in with some sort of a thread or some sort of a toothpick or something like that to keep it attached. Kiven shaderech hilachzira bihavroga shadina kiskiya, because normally it's threaded in. Havroga means, I believe, it's threaded in over here. Normally it's tightly put into place, and therefore we don't allow you to do it loosely. And this is also the opinion of Nissen Karlitz. Shlito sha'osu lahachzir zuchuchis shel mishkafayim. You can't put back the glass part of the glasses if it falls out on Shabbos, because the normal way is to make sure that it's in very, very tightly, so we don't allow you to just put it back in on Shabbos. And that's really what the Ramah says in the next little piece over here. The Ramah says, when the Mechaber said that it's mutter to put it back in loosely, ubavach lo yahadi, but you're not allowed to put it back in tightly. Even though you're putting it in loosely, you certainly can't put it in tightly. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this, if kot mem gimel, the rafi of the enu rafi, if it's a little bit in between, it's not tight, but it's not loose, so then, osur, he brings down in the name of, in Shaarei Tzion, Oschav Tes, the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avraham, that a little bit is also considered osur. As long as it's not totally loose, then it's not allowed, even if it's not totally tight. The Chabad continues and he writes, "V'koshel prokim." You have over here a cup, which the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Mem Dalid, "Sheish koshim afarkin osol mi'al raglo." There are cups that they would take them off the base, and they would therefore be able to carry them more easily, mistama, and this way they could put them in their pocket or something like that without having a big bulky cup. So a cup that's made of these component parts, mutal lefarko lachzir b'Shabbos, that you are allowed to go and rebuild, put back together on Shabbos, to take it apart or put it back together on Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Mem Hey, "Kishu rafu," because this is a very loose connection. And the reason why it's allowed, batam, the ain derech lahade kokach bechozek, shiachoshev kamotikia. And we don't have any concern over here that you're going to make it so tight that it should be considered like you're really restoring it, because in this situation, nobody does this. V'alkein ain locho shem yizka. And therefore, we don't have to be concerned that you're going to over-tighten it over here. Then he brings down, however, that we're going to say a moment in the Mechaber, that there's an opinion that says that even this cup that's made of prokim has the same din as the bed that is made from prokim. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says over here. We haven't yet read it in the Mechaber. We'll read that in a moment in the Mechaber. But the Mishnah Berurah brings that down. Vayesh Misha Omer Svirule, according to the opinion, says it has the same status as a bed, and you're not allowed to do this unless it's very loose. Kivan Dalkoponim Derek Lahadik, since some people go and tighten it, so therefore you're not allowed to do this. Gambirafu Yosu, and therefore even if it's done very loosely, you're not allowed to go put this cup back together. Kimob Mita Shoprokim, just like we said, that the Mita is not allowed to be put back unless it's always very, very loose. But if some people tighten it, or it's the type of thing that is tightened, then you're not allowed to do this. So he says the same thing applies over here, according to the C.H. Misha Omer, that it would be stricter than the first opinion brought down by the Mechaber. The Mishnah Berurah then brings down Kosev and Magen Avraham, the Kosel Shalanu Hayasuyim Becharitzim Sobib, are cups which have grooves in them. Again, it's like a threading, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says, Kmo Elu Shiesh Shirof Somuch Liraglam. They have, when you screw in the base, you're really screwing it in along a threaded base. Umudokim Bechozik, and therefore they're attached very, very tightly. According to that, Lukuli Am Osir. This way of where you're screwing the kos into its base, the stem, for example, has a threaded screw to it that you're then tightening the top part into it, that would definitely not be allowed. And he brings down in the Shaarei Tzion Oslamid Beis, V'hainu Afilu Lahadko Berofa, and even if you're not going to fully screw it in, you're not allowed to, because Shema Yahadik Bechozi, because you may come to go and tighten it fully. He says, V'kisu Yakelim, if you have a cover for some sort of utensil, Afilu Masuyim Kach shari. But there, even if they're screwed on with some sort of a threaded way of tightening the top onto the bottom, so then that is allowed. The cover is allowed to be screwed on. The hasim ain asuyim lakiyam, because there it's certainly not intended to be there on a more permanent basis. Rak le pasklo nulusagwan, tamid. It's only made to open and close. It's a lid on a pot or something. So that is allowed to be opened and closed, even on Shabbos, even if it's threaded in. And this is the opinion the Ken Kaza Vataz. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "Vafilu akelim she'asu lefarku lachzirin," and even kelim, which we just said, like for example, this tightly screwed on base with a threaded cup, lachzirin, that you're not allowed to go and take them apart or to put them back, mikol makum letaltul and shari, but they're not muktzah. You're allowed to move them. V'lo gazu ela b'menorah shadarku lesparik. The only time there were gauze that you can't move it was like a candlestick, which is made up necessarily in sectional pieces, and therefore it's often taken apart and put back together. K'mo shekasuv sof simin reish ayin tes, as we've already learned, and anything like that. But something that's not normally taken apart, shari betiltul. When it's together, there is no problem of using it over here. We're not concerned that you may come to take it apart, and then it's going to be muksa because you can't put it back together. The issue foot number 25 brings down the reason why when you have a lid on top of a pot, even though it's threaded on, it's screwed on somewhat tightly, you're still allowed to take it on and off. He brings down from Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, and this is also the opinion of the Chazon Ish Zatzal, Shekivin she'efshol ishtamesh b'kli ima machasi esogul yolam, since the kli becomes worthless, it's useless if the top is always tightly on it. Nimsa she'ofen hashimush b'kli hu ayyedei psichos of siroso. The whole purpose of this kli is to open and close it. And therefore, the closing of this kli is not considered the gemar kli. That's not makir b'patish. But it's using the kli, and therefore it's permitted when it's a lid, as opposed to when it's a stem on a cup that you're attaching the cup part to the stem. That's a different story. Kli shemar kivin oso kidei lishtamish bo. Now you're using it. It's able to be used now. Afo shepi shemafarkim umar kivin oso mechadosh b'choshi moshvashimosh. Even though you sometimes do take it apart, that you're not allowed to go and reassemble over here. Because it's reassembly over here, that's called the gemar melacha. Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down another reason over here why you're allowed to do this with the lid. Shekevin sha'av shakisu ena lakli, because even when the lid is not being covered, adayim nechshav akli b'nei b'nei adam kikli sholem, because the kli, the pot that doesn't have the cover on it, is still called the complete kli. And therefore, when you're adding the lid to it, it doesn't change it around from being a complete kli. It was already thought of as a complete kli even before the cover was put on it. And he adds, lefikoch, kli shemarkivim oso mechadosh b'kol shimush v'shimush, a utensil that you have to put together each time, mutu lakivim, you're allowed to reassemble it, shekein af kodem harakova nechshav hu kikli sholem. It's considered a kli over here already, because each time you use it, you have to put it together. That type of a kli is considered a complete kli even before it's reassembled. The issue foot number 26 brings down even a kli that you normally don't put it together and take it apart on a regular basis. For example, he says a shtender, she'ein haderech lagbio ulahan micho elul itim rechokos. You don't lift it up and lower it except on an irregular basis. So Shlomo Zalman says in that situation as well, mutu lepascho ulachzo lahatko lefiatzok. You can raise it or lower it as you need to, without it being a problem. Because nechshav hu kikli sholim, it's considered a complete kli, whether it's raised or lowered. Benshu pasuach, benshu soga, when it's raised up or whether it's raised down, so it's considered a full shtender over here, whatever position it may be in, and therefore you're not doing makib patish when you lift up the shtender part or you lower the shtender part or you do anything to it. And this is also the opinion of Rav Yashin. However, he brings down for the Midchas Yitzchak Zatzal, Dain Weiss, Sha'asul of Soach Lizgor Kli Aide Habroga. You can't use any threaded utensil to open or close it. Im Haderech Lasos Kain Le'itim Rechokos, if it's only done on an irregular basis. And he would say, therefore, it would be forbidden to open and close the shtender over here. Ein Zer Dome Lekisu Yakleim. He doesn't compare it to the lid on the top of a pot. Shaderech Lepasko Lusagro Bitadirus Rabo, because there you're opening and closing it on a regular basis. This is also the opinion of the Shelus Tshuvas or Lutzion Zatzal. The opinion of Rav Nissen Karolitz Shlita. Now we see this aside the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, Ve'ishbi she'omer shedin ha'kos kedin ha'mita, that the kos has the same status as the mita, which we've already explained in detail. Mr. Bruce of Kotman Vav says, Ulechatchila, yesh lahachmir kedei azu, we should postulate the more machmir opinion, the second opinion, achim, hu lutzorach Shabbos, yesh yismoch hadir rishonim, but brought down the name of the achronim, you can rely upon the more lenient opinion, if you have to, on Shabbos lutzorach. Sivkot Mem Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah says, what in a shtender? Shavadei Sakneza, Shimunochim, Lasarim, Im Hushal Prokim, whether you can put it back together is totally in this machlokas, which we've already explained. The Ramah adds, Vim Darko, Leos, Mehudak, if it's normally tightened in, Avo Gavdiachsha Rafa, even though right now it's loose, also you cannot use it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Ches explains, Rotz Lomar, Leos, Mehudak, Vesukur Bechosik, you can't go and tighten it in. Shavadei, Afa Torhu, Dei Arishona, Moda Diosur. Even then, the Tor would say you're not allowed to do this. we'll start Siv Zayin, even though we won't be able to finish it. If you have a beam that broke, you can support it with the sides of a bed. Shame kli, because they're a utensil, they're not mukta. Lo kedei shetala, you're not allowed to push the beam back into the ceiling that's falling down, the imkein havi lebona, because that would be considered building it. Ela kedei shelo terid yosef, but you're allowed to do this that it shouldn't fall down any further. Vushei refuya shiucha litlam kishirtze, it can't be very tight, it has to be loose, that you can take it out whenever you want. Avalim mehatkum sham osur, but if you were to put it in tightly, it would be forbidden. We'll do all the Mishnah Brewers tomorrow. That concludes today's shir.